As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello everyone, Dominic here. It is time for an update on the podcast, where we've been and where we're going. There is good news and there is bad news. Bad news first. I need to take a little break. I need to take some time off. Just a little bit, but I need a rest. We have now finished the reign of Akhenaten, and that took much longer than I intended. Too many episodes for my liking, covering too many topics. We got there in the end, but it was hard. And I have to admit that when I finished editing the last episode, 135, I breathed a huge sigh of relief and exhaustion. Akhenaten was a big topic, and it took a big chunk of time and energy. That was not ideal. To be fair, this king is a pivotal character in Egypt's royal history. As we will see, the effects of his policies ripple outward for generations, and he had a lasting impact. So Akhenaten is essential reading, and his reign had so much fascinating material that it took a long time. But after all of that, I'm a little bit burned out. Not just from the podcast, though. You see, throughout 2020, I have been working full tilt on the podcast and working full-time on a PhD at the University of Auckland in New Zealand. As you can imagine, this kind of workload is heavy. Add to that the stresses of, well, everything that 2020 has offered us, and you can imagine I'm a little bit exhausted. Throughout 2020, I have been working on ancient Egypt stuff for about 60 to 80 hours per week, every week. That has taken its toll, and I have to say, I have not put the appropriate care into my mental health and my work-life balance. When it comes to the podcast and the PhD, I do everything. An average week includes researching, note-taking, writing, editing, recording, editing the audio, publishing, promoting, interviewing, analyzing, planning, developing, scheduling, emailing, and budgeting. Basically, I'm now running a small business, which is a full-time job, and I'm also doing a PhD, which is another full-time job. As you can imagine, this has become a little bit unsustainable. Now, I find myself drained of mental energy, and it is time for a holiday. On top of that, some things have cropped up in my family life that are challenging. I won't go into details, except to say that one of my siblings is faced with a difficult life event and needs my support. I am close with my siblings and their children, and I support them in many ways. So, at the moment, some things are occupying my time and energy more than usual, and that is taking away from the other stuff. Every week, every episode, got a little bit harder. And it got to the point that, for some of those recent episodes, I was not really enjoying the process anymore. I would sit at my desk, ready to research or take notes or write, and nothing would come. That is usually the sign that I need to take a break. So, it is time to rest for a little bit. But of course, you're probably wondering, what does this mean for the podcast, and what does it mean for you? Basically, the podcast narrative is going to pause until January 31st, 2021. That is when we will pick up from the death of Akhenaten to discuss the reigns of Nefertiti and Tutankhamun, and then move towards the 19th dynasty. So there will be a gap in the story for a couple of months. But although we are pausing the narrative, there will still be new content on the podcast. To fill in the time while I take my break, I have some small episodes, mainly about fun topics related to ancient Egypt, that I will be releasing during the gap. Also, I have some interviews to share. Throughout this year, I've done a series of online interviews with various academics, and I've been sharing some of them recently. Well, I have a few more, so to fill in that December and January gap, I'm going to release some of those. So although the podcast narrative is pausing, there will still be content. Stuff that I have already prepared, which I can release to you while I take my rest. So that's the bad news. The podcast story is taking a little gap until January 31st, 2021. But now I have some good news. I am pleased to announce an addition to the podcast. Having juggled my responsibilities successfully so far, I have now realized a simple truth. The podcast has grown big, too big, and doing everything myself is no longer sustainable. So, I am pleased to report that I have hired a research assistant. An Egyptology student studying in the UK will be assisting me with researching, organizing, and preparing notes for the podcast. This student is a specialist in Egypt's 19th dynasty, particularly its government and administration. So, as we move into that period, the age of the Ramessids, this student will be helping me to gather and prepare more resources. I will introduce my new assistant in due time, and I am excited to explore the opportunities that this brings. Hopefully, a bit of outside help will keep me on track and reduce my mental burdens. So yeah, this is a big step, one that I'm looking forward to sharing. So yeah, we have some bad news, but we also have some good news. I'm taking a break now to rest, exercise, spend time with my family, and prepare for the next phase of the podcast. While I do that, my new assistant will be helping me to gather resources and shape the story moving forward. I'm excited about the next phase of the history of Egypt. I'm excited to tell this story, and I'm excited to explore new ways of doing that. Thank you for your patience while I take my little break. I hope you enjoy the content that I'm releasing in that time, and I will see you soon for the reigns of Nefertiti and Tutankhamun. Exciting times are ahead.
What did it take to survive an ancient siege?
Why was the cult of Dionysus behind so many slave revolts in ancient Rome?
What's the tragic history and mythology behind Japan's most haunted ancient forest?
We're Jen.
And Jenny.
From Ancient History Fangirl. Join us to explore ancient history and mythology from a fun, sometimes tipsy perspective.
Find us at ancienthistoryfangirl.com or wherever you get your podcasts.